This is episode 3 of ADD Technology and Me for January 10th, 2010, with special guest Michael from thesmartphonefactory.com. Special thanks to our executive producer, Timothy Neal. This show is approximately 18 minutes, 15 seconds long. Touchscreen versus keyboard.
Highlighting the best of gadgets, software, and technology news, this is ADD Technology and Me. And now, your host, Anthony.
Hey, this is Anthony, and you are listening to ATM. And today I have a special guest on the show with me. I have Michael from the Smartphone Factory, and you can find the Smartphone Factory at www.thesmartphonefactory.com. The Smartphone Factory is all one word. Thanks for being on the show today, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Anthony. I'm actually honored that you asked, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. Today's episode, I would like to look into the differences between touchscreen and keyboard as a input method on smartphones. Now, I know there are certain advantages to a touchscreen, and I know there are certain advantages to a keyboard. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to try to see if we can differentiate between a touchscreen and a keyboard and try to figure out which might be best for certain people, and if maybe those of us with ADHD might actually look into getting a certain type of device rather than a different device. I know that you have a little bit of experience with both touchscreens and keyboards, and I'd like to get your personal take on which you actually prefer.
Well, actually, when I started in the smartphone era, I had a combination touchscreen slider with the full keyboard, and I really liked that. And then I went to a Curve, which is a full keyboard with no touchscreen, of course. I'm currently using a Storm, which is completely a touchscreen device. And after using all three, I'm actually leaning back towards a full keyboard device without the touchscreen, personally.
Now, are you using a Storm or a Storm 2?
I'm on the Storm 1. I actually wouldn't buy a Storm 2 after playing with it.
Now, I haven't actually had an opportunity to mess with the Storm 2, but I did have the opportunity to mess around with the Storm, and I personally did not like the Sure Click or Sure Press, whatever they call it. That felt like the screen was going to fall off, and I didn't really like that all too much. So you said you are leaning back towards a full QWERTY keyboard over a touchscreen?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the full QWERTY. For me, it's just the typing on it is easier. In my line of work, I get cold hands quite a bit, so my touchscreen is effectively inoperable. I can't really do much with it until my hands warm up. So
temperature kind of, it either affects your hand or it affects the screen.
Well, it affects my hand because much like an iPhone, if your hand's not warm, the screen doesn't recognize it as being touched.
Ah, okay. So that could actually make a difference if you're working in cold environments or you work in an area where you may need to take gloves off and get your hands cold. So that's actually something I never actually considered was whether temperature would be a failing of a touchscreen device.
Well, I did a little experiment where I work, and because a lot of the guys have iPhones, and it would, across the board, if your hands were cold, your touchscreen was inoperable. It wouldn't work until your hands warmed up.
Wow, that's news to me. I've never even heard that. I've never even considered it. I am personally using a BlackBerry 8310 Curve from AT&T. It has the full QWERTY keyboard. It has no touchscreen capabilities. I'm in love with that device. But I have had the opportunity earlier. I had the opportunity to mess around with a few touchscreen devices, and while I am charmed by them, I did not actually like the tactile feedback, the not having something to actually touch. And I don't know if that's indicative of people with ADHD or that's just personal preference. But some of the technology that I've looked at as far as touchscreen goes, it kind of looks to me as if maybe touchscreen is not the way to go for ADHD. Some of us are actually really good at typing. It's either part of our work or something that we do. Like my oldest daughter, she's actually getting proficient with SurePress. She has a BlackBerry Pearl. She has an 8100 AT&T version.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an 8110.
8110 would be great.
Sure. Yeah.
8100 or 8110.
One of the two. She has one. That used to be my wife's phone, but it was handed down to my daughter when my wife upgraded to a Curve. She's actually rather quick at typing on it. She does not have a messaging plan or a data plan, but she's still pretty good at typing on it. The typing that I tried to do when I messed around with a storm, the typing on it just it ruined my typing speed. Now, is that actually, does that have something to do with the hardware itself, or is that just trying to get used to having a touchscreen device?
Well, you know, it took me a long time to get used to a touchscreen device after using a QWERTY, full QWERTY, but with the Storm and the Storm 2, and I can imagine some of the other, you know, if they continue with the SurePress technology in other platforms, it's an actual learning curve. You have a learning curve, and your phone or your smartphone has a learning curve also. And the more you use it, the easier it becomes, I guess, because you both.
Yeah.
The phone actually learns how you type.
Oh,
I don't
really
sound weird, but yeah, it took a good 3 weeks before I could get back to typing at a regular QWERTY speed.
That's kind of like training voice control on Windows Vista.
Exactly.
It learns the more you use it. Okay. That's actually interesting to know, too. I do use voice control on my computer. I drive for a living, so that's one of the inputs that I had to try to get used to. So I can understand the learning curve. Right now, I'm fairly proficient at opening programs, closing programs, and dictating to my computer, but 6 months ago I would not have been. So I can understand the learning curve quite well, actually.
Yeah, you know, for a person who suffers from ADHD or ADD, unless it's a mild case, I wouldn't recommend a touchscreen device such as a Storm, maybe an iPhone, because an iPhone there's no learning curve. You just touch it and it goes. Whereas, you know, the BlackBerry Storm 2, they have the SurePress technology, and it takes a lot of getting used to. It's you know, if you don't have the time to put into it, then it's not a good device.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that we with ADHD do have, is a lot of us have learning disabilities on top of having ADHD. Dyslexia and other learning disabilities. So it takes a little bit longer for us to learn a certain thing than it would for somebody without ADHD and any other learning disabilities. So it sounds like maybe if we can stay away from switching over to a new type of platform, keyboard versus touch, we might actually be better off if we continue to use a device that we've gotten used to. If we started out with a touchscreen device and learned how to use a touchscreen device, it might be easier for us to stay with that than it would be for us to try to switch over to a QWERTY keyboard.
I would have to agree with you on that. If you started in one say fashion sense, you know, a touchpad versus QWERTY, you know, one or the other, then it would be much easier for everybody to stay stay in that field rather than try and switch and learn something new all over again.
So from what I'm actually learning here, I'm learning that I might want to stick with my my QWERTY keyboard and probably upgrade to a Bold rather than a Nexus.
Well, I mean, it is also a matter of preference. If, like I said, if you have a, it's not necessarily a really bad case, or I know there's different degrees, but I mean, for someone, for me personally, I like having both. But unfortunately, BlackBerry does not make currently a device that uses both. So I'm going to go with the Bold 2 and or the 9650, which is going to be released very shortly.
All right. What do you think about the optical trackpad on, let's say, the BlackBerry Tour?
The optical trackpad is, quite honestly, 1,000 times better than the trackball. I don't know how to put it any other way. That was the only downfall to my curve, was the trackball. I hated it.
I'm not going to say that I hate my trackball. I know that there could probably be something better. I mean, I have the technology on my laptop, some kind of touch technology that doesn't involve a mechanical device, like the trackball on the curve and the Bold and from what I've seen, and I don't know if this is 100% correct, the new Google Nexus phone also has a trackball on it. I managed to look at a teardown done by another website, and it looks like it has a little trackball in it. So I don't like the mechanical aspect of it. It's very easy to get dirt inside of it. Plus, after a little while, it just looks like a dirty little plastic ball. But I looked at the Tour and I saw the optical trackpad, and I thought, now there is an idea that took its time getting to market.
I think that wouldn't matter. Go ahead. I didn't mean to touch you off there. You still there?
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I'm still there. I'm glad I have editing software. but I thought that it was about time that somebody introduced an input device for a smartphone that didn't require a mechanical input. And the optical trackpad, I thought, was a improvement that took a long time coming to the phone. But from what I understand, BlackBerry wanted to make sure that it was good enough for prime time. So I have had an opportunity to mess around with it, and like you said, I thought it was just many times better than the trackball itself. Now, do you think this technology might actually start showing up on all the future BlackBerries, or do you think they will still continue to make devices that are more low-end with the trackball in them?
Well, I mean, even their low-end device, the Curve, as far as trackball phones go, they've already taken that trackball out. They're the 8520, the 8500 series. They have, they're all the optical pad. The Bold 2 has an optical pad. The Tour 2 has an optical pad. The 8900, it's an upper-end curve and a nice phone, but I can see it eventually being, I can see the trackball being phased out by RIM. It only makes sense because you can't move forward living in the past.
Right. So that sounds like good news, because I've noticed that the trackpad is actually easier to use. It's easier to keep clean, for one. And it might actually be a nice little fidgety gadget for those of us with ADHD to sit and fiddle around with.
Yeah, and I think also we can't forget, I think it's going to be easier to replace, because it's only going to be one part instead of I think there's four different parts in that that housing for the trackball.
Right. Now what was I thinking of here? Palm Pre and the Palm Pixie. From what I understand, those are hybrid devices. They do have a keyboard on them, but they also have some kind of touchscreen on them. Do you see any devices like this continuing to show up on the market as far as hybrid devices go?
Well, I mean, we will always see the hybrid device, because there's always that person, myself included, that can't always make the decision full touchscreen, full keyboard. The Palm Pre is a wonderful, wonderful device. For me personally, it's a little too small, but it's full touchscreen. If you want keyboard, you just slide it up and there it is. The Pixie, I haven't had a chance to play with it. The shape of it kind of turns me off, but Palm's other devices that have both had a QWERTY keyboard and a touchscreen have all been big hits. Look at the Trio series.
Although I have heard a couple of people, and I've heard this more than once, so I take it with a grain of salt, but I think there also might be a little validity to it. I've heard more than one person describe the Palm Pre and the Palm Pixie as being built for pre-adolescent girls, as far as size goes.
That's exactly it.
So that might not be something that an adult would actually want to hold in their hand and try to use. But
no.
I think we're pulling up on the well over the 15-minute mark here. I would like to thank you very, very much for appearing on the show tonight, giving me a hand with this.
I appreciate being here at any time. I'm more than happy to come back.
Oh, I appreciate it. We've been talking with Michael from the Smartphone Factory, and you can find the Smartphone Factory at www.thesmartphonefactory.com. The Smartphone Factory is all one word. And this has been the show for the last 2 weeks, I guess. I'm going to have to edit that out, but oh well. Until our next episode, keep your attitude up, and we'll see you then.
This has been a production of ADD Technology and Me, copyright 2009. Listeners are free to use this podcast in any non-commercial endeavor, so long as credit is provided to ADD Technology and Me. ATM is funded by private donation. Bandwidth provided by podbean.com.